Hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, Julie. Can you believe it? It was week four this week of our stress and weight loss course. You finally finished it.
Yeah.
It was a long 4 weeks. You got sick during the middle of it with a cold. Yep. Dad had his knee surgery.
Yeah.
And you're working on the last leg of your master's. And we have a finish line and a celebration point.
Yes.
And tell people how we're going to celebrate.
A couple of weeks ago, we talked about going through our 2018 review list, right? And on it, we talked about making an 8-minute movie, right?
Yep.
And so we had a 48-hour movie on there.
Yeah, we didn't think that we could do it. We thought that they had
We couldn't
canceled.
Find it.
Right.
And then I looked it up and sure enough, this coming weekend, right. July 13th, I think
Yes,
we have the opportunity to do a 48-hour movie.
And we are registered.
We put money down.
Among 70 teams
yes.
that are going to participate in the Chicago yes. area. Our team is Team Hoecakes Productions.
Yes. Well, I love it too because right before the show started, we had a little argument.
We did.
And
Julie got mad at me once again.
No, you got mad at me once again. And we end it like we always end it, which is me always saying, yeah, you're totally right, Mom.
And I'm going, whatever.
Whatever. And then we move on. And then we move on. But it's so true, though. I mean, we were brainstorming. And Mom, here is our roles in brainstorming. Mom likes to put down all things possible.
Right.
Outrageous. And I like to rein them in quickly.
Yes. She edits it. And then she edits me out so quickly.
So then I become the bad guy all the time about editing this out. And then you're like, and then you go, well, I don't understand. Why aren't we just brainstorming? I'm like, you're exactly right. We are just brainstorming. Yeah. And in brainstorming sessions, everything's on the table.
Yeah.
Everything's on the table.
And some things are crazy, but funny. Well, but they lead to certain seeds of ideas that maybe we wouldn't have gotten there before.
Right.
Like Norm had the idea of the eco-friendly ghost who, when he took a piss, it didn't go anywhere and didn't hurt the environment. Wasn't that his?
Didn't he have something about a tube? He puts the stuff in a tube. Yeah. I don't know. There was something about a tube involved.
Yeah.
And the tube would then be shot across someplace else.
But it ended up being eco-friendly.
It ended up being eco-friendly, yes. Because you're...
So we couldn't figure out what genre that would fit into.
So, but I love the idea, though, that us brainstorming without limitations got us the gem of an eco-friendly ghost with a tube. That to me that's just perfect. I agree. Without
Cass,
me reining it
Casper,
in.
Casper the eco-friendly ghost?
Thank God I didn't rein us in during that time.
Thank God you didn't do that.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. You know. No, okay. Because in my mind, I'm always trying to, because this we had it done in 48 hours.
Right.
And we don't even know the genre. We don't know any of the cues being from start to finish. All we're doing is getting our juices going.
Right.
We're setting up the stage in our brain so that we can do this.
And we have characters already, you know.
No, we don't, because we're not allowed to have characters already.
Well, we have people that are willing to be characters.
Yes, we have our cast and crew.
Yes,
we do.
We have one that's going to be like two gay movers. It was going to be two gays in a truck.
Yeah.
But then we decided, no, it would have to be two gays in a fabulous truck.
That's right.
And
do you want to say why you wanted to have two gay movers?
Why?
Well, because the only reason why was the title.
Oh, the title, right.
The only reason why was the title.
The title came to me first.
It was a visual title.
The title's visual.
Yes.
It's G-A-Y, or capital G-A-Y, capital M-O, with a
line across.
Whatever
like
that.
Top, like to make it hard.
To make it a hard O. V-E-R. Game over. So it's a thriller involving two gays and a fabulous truck.
Mover truck.
So I don't know where that genre falls into.
Right.
Thriller?
Yeah.
Spy? It could be spies.
But we're just brainstorming because we really can't do any of the work.
No.
Until that moment.
Until the moment. We will not find out until Friday night.
Yep.
7 o'clock what our genre is.
Yes.
And at that moment, I have to write the script.
What additional cues have to be in the movie so we that they know that we did it.
They
all.
Did it right. They'll have a line, that, yes, and a character,
and a character,
and an object,
yes.
So during the 4 minute or five, it can be longer than eight, including credits and music, right, and even and outtakes.
They really call it a 7 minute movie.
I agree. Yeah,
you know, but I told you I go shoot for four.
Yeah, the shorter the better.
Exactly, tighter, tighter. You know, I Miss Mom, Editor, you know this because you tell me all the time.
I know.
Like if a movie's over 90 minutes, you're like, they could have cut at least 3 minutes off this thing. There's a lot of filler in here.
I said, I love the movie. We saw Cock Blockers. I love the movie, but it's 10 minutes too long. I don't know where they could have gotten rid of the first 10 minutes. Maybe it was the first 10.
But you go, how do you set? And then you said, but how do you set this up? I go, you're right. And nothing in the beginning was funny.
No.
But once I got into it, yeah, there was a lot of funny things.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of ridiculous things.
Yes.
And you know what? John Cena's body is very odd. Because he's short.
He's short.
He's
and
not
thick.
Like The Rock, which is, I think The Rock is
tall,
like yeah, over 6'2". Yeah.
That's
6'4".
Why The Rock is my friend.
Yes, on Facebook.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if he's your friend, but you are definitely his friend.
Yes.
And I think it's reciprocal.
I would like to think it is.
Energetically.
Yeah.
Energetically, he likes everybody that likes him.
Oh, thanks, Julia. You're making me not special.
You are more than special. Yeah. To me. You're more than special to me. You know.
Thank you, Julie.
Yeah, and to The Rock.
But John Cena, though, we kind of, you know, I'm really liking him.
Yeah.
However, I would like him a lot more, truthfully, because I like the commercials he does. I like the fact that he's that elephant.
Yeah, the pistachio.
The pistachio elephant.
I did not know that till I found out. And then I was like, oh.
You did not know it until you found out.
Whoa. Yes. I think you told me.
But when he's on the Total Bellas,
yeah,
he's a total dick.
He's like, not a total Bella.
No.
He's a total dick.
He's a total dick. And you're like, and he's like, you know, Nikki, point one is this.
Yeah.
Line two is this. And he's like totally like.
He's not a bad actor.
No, if he's a good actor. I would like him a lot more.
If he wasn't on the Total Bellas.
If he wasn't on the Total Bellas.
Maybe his agent's like, you got to get off that show, man. It does not do you well.
No, the women, the ladies like you a lot more off that show.
Yeah. I remember one time they were interviewing Jackie Chan. Remember, you know Jackie Chan, right? Does all those movies.
Hell yeah.
He's still alive, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He just did one year ago, yeah.
Remember when he was like, I don't know, about 15 years ago, he was really popular in the States doing like the one movie with about the jacket or the suit.
Yes, yes.
Might have been called The Suit.
Oh, my
God. We could do something like that.
Oh, my. Oh, my God.
I know.
You know what I just told you.
Yeah.
H-double-O, you know what? My idea.
Yo, yes.
Can't
got
say it.
It.
I can't say it. Now. I guess we could say it. No, we can't say it now because somebody could take it.
Well, yes.
Because this
could.
Drops this week.
Yes.
And they could run in and take my idea of the 48 hour movie. Okay.
Yeah. No, let's not say
it. But they do know. They knew no part of it. H-double-O.
Yeah. See, we're just brainstorming here, right? But I remember Jackie Chan being interviewed saying that he's not allowed to have a girlfriend because when he's had a girlfriend, he has gotten death threats from all of his fans.
Oh, my
God. So he just has a suit. He just has. I'm not saying he's taking the act of celibacy.
Right.
But I'm saying that.
Involuntary celibacy. He's an incel.
He's an incel. But he's okay because he's like, I got to do it for my fans, man. Yeah. Got to do it for my fans.
I can see that, though.
Yeah.
You know, we like stars if we know they're available somehow.
Yeah.
But now Hollywood's different.
Yeah.
We want our stars to be hooked up.
Yeah.
We want them to be serial monogamous.
There you go.
And if they cheat, you know, all the dirty, dirty liars and the cheats of the world.
Yeah.
When you could have been getting down to this sick beats.
Yeah. I just love it when you know, Taylor Swift comes across like such a gangster.
I'm a gangster.
All the haters out there in the world, you listen to this sick beat.
That's right.
No, you're not. That's so funny. Saturday, I had a party to go to.
And, yes, you did.
And it was kind of funny. I was definitely the outcast in the group because I was, you know, these people have been friends. A small group
since high school.
Since high school.
Yeah.
And they all had so many memories to share. But it was so, I was just remembering as we were talking how I had asked a stupid question, and in my mind, I was trying to be engaging, you know, trying mm-hmm. to be, you know, I'm not alone,
the outcast. It's kind of like Murder, She Wrote. You go to these New England towns.
Yes.
And you've been, you know, we've been there for 25 years or something, but you're still the newcomer.
Right.
Because, you know, it wasn't your great-great-grandparents.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because we were sitting around a table. This is a different part of the story. And they found out that I had spent my senior year in Sycamore High School, which is where the one guy student taught. And I was there same time he was student teaching.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was naming all these teachers off. And I'm like...
And did you know him?
I had no idea. Mm-hmm. And I said, I have to tell you, I have been blessed with a memory that really forgets all the details. I go, and consequently, I remember nothing bad that ever happens to me. I go, and he's like, really? I go, no, I really don't. Yeah. I go...
It's true, though.
For the most part, I remember nothing that ever has bad... You know, like, yeah. No, whatever. It's
yeah.
all good.
Yeah.
And he goes, God, I wish we could all be like that.
Wouldn't that be true?
And I'm like, yeah. I go... You know, but then again, I can't complain for 3 hours about high school, you know?
No, you can't.
not any great detail. I could go, energetically, I thought, this is just crazy.
Yeah. What do I remember? I remember missing a lot of school. But...
Yeah, I think I didn't show up a lot because it's just nuts. But besides that, the specifics are not there.
Yeah.
And not for any reason.
This is really true of you, though. You do not remember anything bad.
Or specifics. I know, like, I feel uncomfortable, I think, or whatever, something
yeah.
bad happened.
Yeah. Yeah, you remember?
I
felt a little awkward, but I don't know why.
Right, exactly. And so
maybe because nobody talked to me, but I don't really know for sure.
Yeah, that seems right.
When I walked in, they said, "Would you like to go to the basement?"
And yeah, okay.
And they showed you the basement.
They showed me the basement.
Oh, that's nothing.
That's unusual.
That's not unusual.
So, anyway, yeah, that's exactly what happened because they had hidden an old friend who traveled 10 hours to see them, and they were hiding him in the basement to surprise Doug. And so they're like, let's go in the basement. I got to show something in the basement. And I'm like, well, do I have to go? And the wives are like, yeah, you go too. I'm like, oh, okay, great. They're like, oh, hi, friend, you know, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, I was totally shocked, though. Like, this is just, I was shocked at how old he looked, too, because it's been like 20 years since I've seen him.
Since we saw him.
Yeah. And because in your mind,
I mean, we saw him 2 houses ago.
Yeah, in your mind, you remember him a certain way.
Yeah,
and then that changes because like all of his other friends I've seen incrementally change. So there's not a shock there.
Yeah,
you know. But he and I'm sure I've looked totally different to him as well. You know, but it's just like that. Boom, we're 20 years older. Mm-hmm. Ah,
I said, Julie, tell me. Describe him to me, and you went monkish, and all I could think of was monk. You know, like it's a blessing and a curse to have this memory. You know,
yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Well, I kept giving you clues, and you just kept thinking I was slighting you, and I just like, oh, I don't know if I can do.
And then
this.
You kept saying this. You know why I'm not telling you, don't you, Mom? I'm like, no, no, you really don't. You really do know why I can't talk, don't you, Mom? I'm like. No. And then finally you said, you know, don't you, why I can't say this? Because you're in front of other people? Yes.
That's when I had moved away because I was like, now I can't say what I need to say. You know.
And then I got it. Like, whoa, how dense can I be?
No. But
I thought it was like kind of a puzzle you were giving me. Like, you don't know why I can't say this. But I was like... And because I knew that one clue was monk. It was like monk.
Yeah, but you know I meant monk like spiritual.
You meant like spiritual monk. And I was thinking, you know, monk, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
We shall stop this barking in a second. That's how we do it. That's how we roll.
But I was talking to somebody, to Kevin's wife. And just for whatever reason, she was complaining about her boss. She had a new job, and she loved her new boss, and she hated her old boss. And I said, can you tell me why you hated your old boss? I go, like, I was curious.
Yeah.
I go, and that's probably, I go, and she looked at me like, what do you mean? Like what, that's an odd question. And mm-hmm. I just said, you know, I have been working with my family for, like, 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, and so I've only had, I go, everybody has bosses. But mm-hmm. the truth is I've only had my parents as my boss or, mm-hmm. you know, we've all been independent.
Right.
So what in your mind
constitutes a bad boss?
Because we have an opportunity that we are kind of floating.
Right.
Where I would be a boss of many people.
Right. Right.
And I asked him, I said, you know, so what would be a bad boss? What's, and she told me, you know, she said like, she would critique everything I would do. If I did one thing wrong, she'd let me know, even though she did four or five things wrong.
Oh, it's a comparing thing.
I'm like, okay, got it. And, you know, like with my new boss, if I don't want to take a break, a 15-minute break, and want to take a little longer lunch, I can do it. She made me always abide by every single rule. I'm like, okay, flexibility. Okay, got it. Okay, you know. Yeah. So I'm really asking her. And she felt she didn't do her job. Like, she felt like she wasn't... The boss
she felt the boss wasn't doing. And that's the same thing with Hillary.
Yes.
Hillary said, my boss is leaving in November. Yeah. I would like to try for his job because as far as I can tell, he really only works from 10 to 2.
As far as I know, he is only there 10 to 2.
I don't know if he works from home. I don't know anything else.
But like, from what I see, I can do that job.
I can do that.
That would be awesome. And I would love that.
Yeah. And get paid like three times more.
Yeah, exactly. And she goes, I could do that. And I'm like, well, that's cool. So, you know, it's kind of funny, you know.
What people think of their bosses.
What people think of their bosses.
How they watch them.
Well, I remember applying for a supervisor position and getting it when I was working with kind of like kids who can't make it in foster care. So they're in a residential setting.
Yeah.
So they're a little more aggressive.
Yeah.
Really, like, totally the opposite spectrum of I am, you know. I mean, like, just...
You're just the opposite.
I'm just the opposite, yeah. Right? So I had a hard time adjusting and going, kids really behave like this? What's going on here? This is nuts. You know.
I remember the first day you came home and you showed me that you learned a thing. What was it called?
A takedown. Yeah. They don't do that anymore.
You showed me how to you took me down.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, you had to learn this? You gotta do this to kids?
Yeah. And I should you know, let you know that these kids typically are like 5'10" and 300 pounds. You know.
Yes, they're not like toddlers.
They're not like toddlers.
We got to take down the toddlers.
They're just out of control. Well, what was interesting, though, is that this group of people that I went to dinner with last night are, you know, at Doug's friends from high school and grade school even. They were all talking about how they got beat with a ruler and a paddle, like, from kindergarten to third or fourth grade. Mm-hmm. And I go, you guys are lying, right? I go, no. I go, my mom got beat. But she was in, you know, she's 10 years older than you guys, or 15 years. Yeah. And you guys are, you know, Catholic school.
Right.
You know, nuns are crazy.
Right.
You know, but you went to public school.
Oh, this is public school?
Goes, no, we all went to public school.
Oh, wow.
I'm like... And then they stopped around fourth or fifth grade.
Oh.
I'm like, I think that's illegal.
I think nowadays.
And I wonder if it stopped right before because nobody got beat in our school.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't you couldn't hit a kid.
No.
You know.
You'd get reported.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Now,
maybe now you get deported.
Yeah. Boom, boom. Good job, mother. Good job. You know.
Oh, I think you'd be a good teacher in Guatemala.
Yeah. One thing that was going on this party, though, that I felt so uncomfortable about, I would just make like small mistakes that I would only, maybe hopefully I only pick up. Like she had, I'm with the home couple, the couple that's home we went to, and we're the last couple, and we're there by ourselves because we're waiting for Hillary and Dave to come. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I saw the eye roll that you made. Yeah. That was good. Yeah. Went around the world. And so time is going slowly, and we're having some pretzel dip. It's like this cream cheese and Cool Whip and like this packet of raspberry something, and mix it all together, and then you dip pretzels in it when it's cold enough. Mm-hmm. And they had the thinnest little pretzels, though.
Like
the
little tiny sticks.
Sticks, real thin ones. I'm like, how do you dip this?
Yeah.
So I'm taking three or four at one time and then dipping it.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, oh, this is like better.
Like
this makes
a spork.
Yeah. You could have at least given us a rod, for heaven's sakes. And then he comments later on and he goes, yeah, it's so great because you see these little tiny pretzels. So you're not getting much of the dip at all. And I'm like, oh, for heaven's sakes. I have literally been using five of these pretzels at a time to make an actual chip to dip this, and I'm like, okay, done.
Oy vey.
Look at how little. Skinny. Yeah, he was so little. He's the littlest guy there.
Look at how little we can eat. We're making this dip, but look at how little.
But I just say, don't make the dip.
That's what I would have done. I mean, at some point, that's not our dish.
We should not make food anymore.
Yeah,
at these parties, because we all talk about not eating any of it.
Right.
You know, oh, we can't eat sugar anymore, and we can't eat this, we can't eat that. I'm like, let's just not make it then. Can we just have parties where it's just, I don't know, ketosis parties? You know?
A fruit and vegetable party.
Yeah, fruit and vegetable party.
Then you got to move to California.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
Probably Southern. I don't know. Northern Californians, I imagine. In my opinion, they eat.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
I'm still recovering.
Are we boring you?
Yes, you are boring me. We are together boring myself. Yeah. It's been a long 4 weeks, though.
It has been. That's why I feel a little giddy.
Yeah.
Because having Friday night be our last night.
Yeah.
And I feel like, whoa, we came through a lot of stuff in these four weeks. And, like, this week seems like a flow of, you know, in the river. It's like,
I know.
Dad drove me around yesterday.
Yes.
It was awkward and he couldn't get out. And we have a coming of age tale, which is Julie called the gas station.
Oh, yes. I love it.
And said, you know, my dad's going to come by and he needs to get gas, but he can't get out of the car because he had knee surgery.
Yeah.
My mom has never pumped gas before.
Yeah.
Can you be there? And it was interesting because we pulled into the gas station and this just really friendly guy was waiting for us and, hello, sir. And
I go, I heard you can't get out of the car to pump your own gas.
Yeah. And we gave him our credit card, and he stole it.
No, did he really? Did you give him your credit card? Yeah. Really? Oh, how awesome! That's so nice.
And we had to give him our whatever numbers.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. And I'm like, did you get the card back?
But that was so nice of him.
It was so nice.
I mean,
and then we returned some movies.
I called them.
You called them up for us and said, "My
Dad, can I get out of the car? Yeah. Can you please come and get it?"
And he's like, sure. This cute little girl comes running out. Oh, I'll grab it for you. And you're like, oh, please, Lord, that's the contrast is so painful to see these young little people running out of this little store. And like,
yeah. Well, it's so interesting because you said we've been brainstorming today about the movies and we're having, and mostly to get our creative juices going.
100%.
And to get, because you only have 48 hours. You get the genre and the criteria on Friday night and then Sunday you're turning it in.
Yes.
And so I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
But one that we've been kind of practicing with this, you know how they get themselves ready with Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
Is that the show?
Yeah. Whose line is it anyway? I think it is.
You know, that totally off-the-cuff show.
It's almost like the Groundlings.
Yes, exactly. And it's, what's that called when you're doing things without...
Free-flowing?
Yeah, it's called something like, now. Yeah, you know,
we know what it's called. We know what it's called.
What the hell is it called?
I know.
I can't think of it.
Yeah, I'll think of it.
So we're getting ourselves ready, and one of the genres is coming of age.
Yes.
And then... And we were talking about, I go, this could be, and you're giving me a senior moment for a film idea. I go, this could be a coming of age film.
Yes.
I go, and you go, coming of a certain age.
I think it'll work, though.
It will
work. I think it could work.
Of course,
coming of a certain age. Like Morgan Freeman and those old guys, they all make old people movies.
Yeah.
We can make an old person movie.
Well, because it's so weird. If we're going to live to be 100 years, we have to push back that time when we feel, like you used to say, invalid.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, oh, if you're an invalid, you feel invalid.
Yes.
Like, well.
Nobody really sees you.
Right. And you go, okay, well, that can't be happening when you're in your 50s if you're living to be 100.
No, it can't be.
No. I mean, you just have 50 years of being what? Nothing in this world?
That's crazy. And the sad part is, like, for people of my age, I mean, maybe there are people who like get the technology and then thrive in it, but I'm not that person. Even though I appreciate it, and I want to use it, I mean, I have a jitterbug phone,
right?
And that's because I do not understand the
smartphones. You understand it. You just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it. Yes. You're right. I don't get it.
You don't get it's not like you don't understand it or you don't get it. It's like you just don't get it. Like, I don't get the point of this.
I don't get the point of it.
Why do I have to be connected with everybody 24/7? Yeah. This is nuts.
And then, like, when we were doing the program, you know, the stress program, we had a couple of old people that we knew, and I, you know, we'd hang up after the class was over. We'd talk to them, and like, I'd get schooled. Christine Marie, why aren't you on Facebook?
Yeah,
what are you? What's going on, man?
You're not very active. Now, you should be on my page.
You should be doing this and giving me support. And also, I'm like, I could care less about Facebook.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
I just don't care.
Yeah, I don't care enough to know
about everything.
I would
like to care.
Yeah,
but give me a reason to care.
Yeah. Well, it was very odd that everybody on the thing was, you know, on their phone at the party last night. And I found out, being observant and being mindful, that people were actually texting each other
during the party. Isn't it awful?
It is.
It's awful because you feel like they're talking about you.
Yeah. I'm just like,
and they are probably.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
No, but I'm serious, though. I've seen that happen
and
before.
On the Housewives.
Yeah. I've seen that happen.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's happened in one of our parades, but it was a while ago.
Yeah.
But like, they were texting each other about what was going on during the party.
Yeah.
And I just went like, you know, F you people.
Yeah.
Get out of
no
here.
No more parties. Go. Leave.
Get out of
leave
here. Out. I don't need that.
I don't need people. Yeah. Leave. I know. It is interesting because it got coming of a certain age.
Yeah.
Because at some point, you have to release the decorum.
100%.
Because they're pushing it in a certain direction.
Yeah.
And it does collide.
Yeah.
And if they're not willing to give it up,
yeah,
somebody's got to.
Yeah.
And it's usually the person who's older.
The older,
like,
gives it up because they're wiser.
Yeah. And they're I don't want to die on this mountain.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, the young people are like, I got to die on this mountain.
Yeah. And then we look like the old geezers, you know, or whatever.
And you're like, whatever. Yeah,
you know. And here, this is when you just go, why don't you just leave?
Yeah.
Time up.
Bye-bye.
Time's up.
I don't have any problem. Don't need to foster these relationships.
Isn't that true, though? I mean,
For me.
No, but it's for me, though, because, I mean, how many times have I told you, like, I've come to the point where I do not mind if I have to lose somebody.
Right.
I will.
Yes.
It's just because I'm not going to go beg somebody to be this or that.
Right.
I just... you know, and if it means losing them, I have to say so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye. I hate to go. But it was like when she said, like, you know, I know you got to go to my Facebook page. You got to read my brand.
Yeah.
You got to understand who I am.
Yeah.
And I thought, do you get a penny if I go?
Yeah.
Because I didn't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because nothing in your life has really changed.
No.
You know.
Oh, that was painful.
Is that painful?
That's
painful. Exactly.
Because what you realize is people's issues are their issues almost their entire life.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get a move forward on it, and it's hard to sustain. It's just very interesting to me.
Yeah.
Very interesting to me.
Yeah.
I'm reading this book about habits. You know, breaking habits, making habits, or is it making habits, breaking habits? And in preparation for my course as well,
because
I'm just loving this topic so much.
I know, and I love it as well.
Yes,
and I'm so grateful. It wouldn't have been something that I would have been attracted to, but because you are, and the way you are presenting it, I'm very, very interested.
Right, and thank you. But there's just what you realize is that sometimes we are given these issues and they just don't get resolved. I mean, they get resolved in a light way, but they're always present if you're not willing to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people won't ever have the same issues that I have.
Mm-mm.
It just doesn't come. It won't come naturally to them. It's not their,
they don't get it. Even.
They don't get it. Mm-hmm. And their issues, I will never get, you know, but so I find that fascinating.
But also what's fascinating too, is even though you may never get somebody else's issue, you will ultimately have compassion for that person,
100%,
and not a harsh judgment, but somebody would never, who won't get you, would just go, I don't get it, and then thumbs down, have an opinion.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
It's because opinions, talking about opinions. Thumbs up, thumbs down, big pile of poo. Everybody's got not me about you.
Guys, that's our song that me and Julie wrote.
It's like you and Daddy wrote.
Well, we're
and I made it into a show tune song.
Yeah,
because it's supposed
to be
country.
Julie put white gloves on.
Opinions, talking about opinions.
She put white gloves on. She's doing jazz hands yeah. with it.
Thumbs up, thumbs down, big pile of poo. Everybody's got them, not me about you.
And then me and Dad wrote another song.
Yeah, what was that?
But the line is tube tops, tattoos, and tequila.
That's right.
And then the other one is the next line is you gotta hit it then forget it.
Yes.
Hit it and forget it. You gotta tap it and you I don't know what the other line is. Tap it and bat it.
I tap it and bap it.
And then you got to hit it and forget it.
Lap it, zap it. Got to tap it and you got to zap it.
Because she wore tattoos. Yeah. No, she wore a tank top, had tattoos, and she drank tequila. Got to hit it and forget it. Got to tap it and zap it. I don't know about the zap.
You know about fire? Okay. Well, it was so funny because yesterday at the pate, they were talking about a friend who's a friend of Doug's, and since Scott and Doug work together, he kind of knows this friend as well, and he's a big guy. And it's funny because all of Doug's friends are literally 5-6 inches taller than he is, all of them. And this guy is like even a foot taller than him, and he's like this one of the tallest guys I've known, like 6'10", and he's just a tall guy in the real world. And then
is he a basketball player?
No. He's more like Comey, like kind of Comey tall, but bigger.
Got it.
He was talking about how this guy has kind of given suggestions that, or has made implications that he has a lot of money in gold and guns, but like actual gold,
Got it.
Whatever that means.
Like Nazi gold.
Yeah. And they're like, we should plan a heist because he goes on vacation a lot. We're going to go and take his gold and his guns. And I said, well, you know, my mom is always into screenwriting, I said. And it's never two things. You've got two G's here. You got your gold and you got your guns.
You got the third thing.
What's the third G?
Yeah.
And so for literally 5 minutes, we were brainstorming about third G's.
That's great. Did they come up with one?
Girls. You know, he can have girls. Can he steal some girls?
Yeah.
Then one guy, and it goes, G-strings. And then one person went, Gatorade. And that's what Doug would get. He goes, guys, don't worry. I got the Gatorade. Got the Gatorade. I can resell
you
this in
gold.
My store.
You get the gold.
$3
I'll get
bottle.
The gold. That's right.
I got the Gatorade, people. You know.
Well, what is it? Go west, young man. I've been told California's full of whiskey, women, and gold. It's always three.
Always three.
Always three.
But that
things.
Wasn't. They needed whiskey, women, and gold.
That's called it works.
Women
though.
And gold.
No, because see, like, go west, young man. I've been told. California's full of whiskey, women, and gold.
That's right. You need three.
Yeah,
but
we don't do it for the whiskey. We don't do it for the
gold.
For the weed, we do it for the badonkadonk.
Oh, that's right. So in some ways, it could be whiskey, women, and weed.
Weed.
That's
we
a
do
new
it
one.
For the weed.
We do. It
we
for
don't
the weed.
For the whiskey. We don't do it for the women.
We do it for the
we
weed.
We do it for the weed.
Go west, young man. Go west.
First go west.
Whiskey, women, and weed. They were talking about marijuana last night, too.
Oh, were they?
Yes. And then there was a part that just always feels so sad because...
tell them I gave him a $100 bottle of marijuana?
No, they did not. He did not say that you supplied it. Yeah. And then I just... And we didn't. You didn't do it because...
No, I gave him gummies.
Yeah, well, no, and it's
edibles.
Not... There was nothing edible in it. It was totally legal.
It was?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
I get it.
Do you get it? Okay. Yeah. Yes, it was legal.
Okay, for sure.
Yes.
And so, go ahead. What about it?
Well, no, but it made me feel so sad because there are people in, you know, I think still in jail from back in the day when marijuana wasn't as thought about now as it is now.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you got a bunch of 50-year-old people here talking about they can't wait for marijuana to become legalized so they can have their gummies while they're driving their golf carts. You know,
Speaking of golf carts, you know.
Speaking of golf carts.
We bought Father Romano a golf cart with clean confidence money.
Yes.
We've now called it, we call our golf cart CeCe.
CeCe. Oh, which just stands for Clean Confidence.
Clean Confidence.
Yes.
You know.
I love it.
And while I was purchasing it, the owner and I were talking. Mm-hmm. You know, we're that's our jam. And he goes, "Would you like to buy this? Would you like to buy it? I'm selling it." I go, "You're selling it?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "I'm getting in the marijuana business."
Yeah.
He goes, "This is where the money's at." He goes, "I got all these connections with all these old people that golf."
Yeah.
"They're gonna want their gummies."
Yeah.
"They're gonna want their edibles, and I want to supply them." And I'm like, I'll buy this business from you if you let me go in business with the marijuana business.
Yeah, exactly.
But I said Illinois is not legal yet. And he goes, "Oh, it will be." I go, "I don't think so."
They're talking at this party. They're 2 years away from making it totally legal.
Yeah,
which would be lovely.
Is that what they? Income. That's what they're estimating.
That's what they're estimating. 2 years, and I don't know how they cannot make it legal when they have alcohol legalized. I don't understand that. But you know. I don't know. They say Jeff Sessions is the one holding them back. This is not what the party was talking about. There was no politics talked about.
Oh.
Now, afterwards, Doug was saying that the guy who came from Tennessee is a big Trump fan.
Oh, Barry?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I go, "I don't think so. He just came from a meditative retreat for a weekend."
Yeah.
And he goes, "I'm not saying people who meditate can't love Trump.
But I hear you.
You know, I'm just
there's a list.
I would not put weekender.
No.
You know, under a Trump fan.
And then Trump.
And he goes, "But he had a book in his car that he was reading. It was all about Trump." I go, "Well, that doesn't mean that's like know thy enemy. That's what I said. I go, "Maybe it's about know thy enemy.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer."
And he goes, "No, I don't think so. I think he's a Trump fan." Hmm. I'm like, "Well, that's interesting."
Yeah, that
I said, "Now, Douglas, don't forget what your birthday party was about, your 50th birthday party, when I had to come up with a name. This is way before he even won the nomination.
He wasn't even a nomination.
No.
What do we call his birthday party?
It was at a community center.
Community center.
And they had to go find the room to go to the birthday party. Yeah, and I said, "Look for Trekkies for Trump." Who thought of that name?
Mama.
That's right.
Mama.
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 Mama did.
And that's because I didn't edit myself out.
That's right.
I was brainstorming.
Exactly. And at one part, you had come up with Trump stuff. And the other part, you came up with Trekkie stuff. And then you went, "Hey, what about Trekkies for Trump?"
Yeah.
That was a good.
It was so good. Everybody went. They had the sign in the hall with the arrow.
Yeah.
Trekkies for Trump this way.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, "Oh, what the heck is this party?
That's awesome."
Yeah.
That's awesome. So. Yeah, so very interesting. We don't want to talk about politics. I would have liked to have known more about than just their past.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know,
but maybe they know not to.
Yeah,
I don't really know.
Does
Scott and Doug have the same politics or
no?
Or
I don't think so. I think
because Scott's highly religious,
and if it's an abortion issue, then and to Supreme Court, because people still have. I am no longer a one issue person.
I agree,
but I have to say this: I am a one person issue against you. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know this is
not a one issue person, but you're a one person issue. I love it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I
don't want.
I love it.
I don't know.
I have to no longer say this, people, because I'm no longer saying this.
Correctly.
I'm not a one issue
person. No longer saying it correctly.
I am a one person issue.
I'm a one person. I'm just the issue. Oh,
don't forget to take your Adderall.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, I don't see myself like, it's weird, but like, okay, but if you say that you're against, you know, gay people getting married, I'm like, well, then I'm not for your team. Because right. that's like, well, that seems so
that's
stupid.
That's so ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And I would be more for your team if you're saying, I'm completely against the government being out of anybody's marriage.
Right.
Like, I don't think we should even have marriages. It's just a contract between people. If you want to do that, that's fine. But it's not state. You don't get any perks for it.
Right.
You don't get any tax benefits for it.
Right.
None of that crap. I'm like, okay, I can get behind that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
all for one and one for all.
But only for straight people? Like, oh, no. Well, that just seems ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know? And I've always felt this way. Even when I was a little baby.
I know. You would come to Mama.
I said, I won't get married till we all can get married. And you're like, honey, don't you want to get dressed up and play the bride? I cannot play the bride until we all can play the bride.
That's right. I don't want to put makeup on.
No, I refuse. Until we all can put makeup on, I refuse to put makeup on. And then one day, my devilish plan did not work, and now everybody can wear makeup, and I still don't want to put makeup on. So I got to be able to do both, you know? I'm for the right of you getting married, and I'm for the right of me not getting married. So,
yeah. You are, you have turned into a one issue, one person issue.
But I would prefer, really, I would really prefer if we didn't even know what they were. Like, why do I need to know if my comptroller is a Republican or a Democrat?
I agree.
Why do I have to know that?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
I agree.
Why do I have to know if our treasurer is a, you know, a Republican or a Democrat?
And I want to know who this Jerry is. And why does he think he can mander every place?
Ba-dum-bum.
I know.
Ba-dum. I mean, I
gotta turn it
I'm
off.
Taking you there.
I know.
And you're I'm leading you to the pasture.
I'm trying to do 5 minutes. I know.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate what you're doing here. I think it's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. But it was very weird because they were really talking about Doug. He is definitely the identified patient in the group. Mm-hmm. You know, the one. And he just takes it and he gives him the finger. I mean, he just takes it. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Except that some of the things they sassed him about, you sassed me about. And I was like, oh my God, are Doug and I just so much alike? I can't even believe it.
You guys have turned into twins.
Oh, this is horrible. I think we have.
What do I sass you about?
Well, they sassed mixing you about my words around.
Oh.
And Scott goes, Doug's definitely dyslexic, man. He's missing his words around all the time. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, that's what I do.
Like in the course this, you said, please don't throw the bath water out with a baby. Like, oh my God,
Yeah, yeah, don't do
save
that.
The bathwater. Throw the baby out.
Please don't and do that. No, I said don't do that.
Yeah, and you said please let's like don't put the horse before the carrot or something the cart before the carrot.
Yeah. And you're just like, what?
Don't chicken before the carrot, you said.
Yeah. One time I did say that, yes. I mean, I'm just in this free flow. I'm letting the spirit talk through me.
Yes.
Is it my fault that the spirit that I'm channeling is dyslexic?
is a comedy guy?
Yeah, it's comedy. Yes, exactly. Or wants to make a fool out of me? Like, how dare you, little guy?
Saint Bozo.
Yeah. Or if Saint Germain channeling. Is working through me, and then Saint Germain is just having an off day.
Yeah.
You're like, my blood sugar is low, girls. I'm sorry.
I love it when foreigners, like when they talk about Americans and they go, oh, you got to be careful that one. When their blood sugar goes, oh, they are so crabby.
Oh, yeah. What is that? Like, America is just full of people whose blood sugar drops all the time. And like, I'm crabby.
Like, oh, my God. Don't get around those Americans when their blood sugar falls. Oh, my God.
Well, see, I have done this.
And blamed it on the blood sugar?
No. I have tested myself when I thought my blood sugar has dropped because I bought a kit, $35. You know, like, it'd be kind of cool to like test it. And like, oh, I'm fine.
That means I'm just crabby.
I'm just a crabby bitch. I'm not. My blood sugar is not dropped. I'm just crabby. I'm a little stressed out.
Wouldn't that be funny?
And I'm not. Like,
if people go like, oh man, my blood sugar's dropping. That's why I'm bad.
Let's test it. Let's get it out now, baby. People, bring the tester.
Right now, you are not low.
Yeah.
You are just a bitch.
Yes. Unless you were just super duper high before.
Yeah, it's falling.
It's falling to like a normal range. See this range where you're at now? This is where you should be, you know? You were 180 after you had your couple cookies. I know you might have felt good during that time, but
I think it's funny though. Anytime anybody blames like their meanness, their bitchiness on blood sugar, we go, bring the tester out.
Bring the tester.
Come on.
Come on, tester.
Let's do it.
Like a breathalyzer.
Yeah, you got to make sure, like, you know. Well, Dad got stopped by the cops. This is before his surgery.
Uh-huh.
And he pulled out in front of a state trooper. And And I go, you know, Norm, that was a cop you pulled out in front of. You know he's going to stop you now.
Well, you are so lying about this story.
Am I lying about it?
Go ahead. You tell your version.
No, you tell my version.
No, you tell your version first. Go for it.
Well, I just said he's going to get stopped. Yes, I told him to pull over.
And he got stopped.
And he got stopped. I said, you know.
Be overly nice.
Be overly nice.
Yeah.
I have a sticker that I stick on the window that is for these kind of times. It says, "We bleed blue."
Yeah.
Put that on. Yeah. And so he walks up to our window and it says, yeah. we bleed blue.
Yeah.
That's pretty hard to say, actually.
Yeah.
And Norm gives him his license and he just goes, "Oh, okay, sir. You're fine. Just don't pull up from here.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you tell me my version.
Okay.
The real version.
I'll tell you a version. So, and this version I found out I had to really, really pull out of you guys because you guys were all leaving stuff behind. And so here's what happened. Yes, Dad did pull out in front of an unmarked police car, one of those Ford Explorers kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Unmarked.
Unmarked, white. But, you know,
yeah.
I would assume any white car is a cop.
Looks like a cop car, sure.
But, and as he pulled out, you said to him, Norm, the guy behind us is driving really close to us and he's being very aggressive. Hit it! So then Dad accelerates really effing fast to get away from the cop. And then you hear the sirens and you go, oh, it was a cop that I told you to accelerate and get away from. Just pull over.
I called him passive aggressive.
Yeah,
a passive aggressive prick.
There's a passive aggressive person behind us. Norm, get away from him fast. Oh, first it's like, and then that.
Then I had to stick the "We Bleed Blue" sign up.
Yes, exactly. And then also, as you said, you had to then put seatbelts on and hide the open container you had.
Oops.
I'm like, you guys had an open container? He goes, yeah, but it was old, you know.
Yeah.
You know how I keep a bottle of booze in case times get tough?
For the end times?
For end times. Or if we get
trapped. Because I am not going sober.
Yeah.
When that asteroid hits.
That's a t-shirt. 30-year food, 30-year booze. Yeah. I'm not going down sober.
I'm not going sober.
I'm not going sober. Exactly. Exactly. So that's the real story.
That's the real
story. You contributed to the fact. And then I had to quiz Normano because...
To see if I was telling you the truth.
Well, no, because I'm like, is he making mistakes while driving?
Yeah, this is true.
And then
it's
like, he's a professional driver. And so I had to quiz both of you about, like, okay, well, really went down? Did Dad just literally not look what went down?
Mm-hmm.
And to find out, it was a cluster.
It was like, yeah, you're always thinking, have they reached that certain age yet?
The certain coming of age?
Yeah, that's the coming of a certain age.
Where our whole lives
changed. Where your whole life's changed. Yeah. Mostly yours.
Yeah, mostly my life. Where I better make sure I have enough mailbox money to survive. Because I'll always be driving my parents around.
And clean copies will not do it.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Driving me crazy.
Driving me crazy. You know. And then I'm like,
I always go, sorry, Jules.
We're going to live to be 100. This sucks.
Oh, this is not good.
And I don't have any kids. Who's driving me around? Uber. By this time, driverless cars.
Yes,
true. That would be fine.
That's true.
I mean, sometimes in my perfect future, I always have enough money that I can hire a driver, you know, just to drive me around.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Let's go for a joyride, driver. Where are you going? Just for a joyride. I mean, I'm paying you.
Yeah. And I'm paying you to talk to me as well.
Yeah. And you're my friend.
And you're my friend.
Do you want your 20 bucks?
So that sounds like, what was that Richard Gere movie?
You talking about Pretty Woman?
No, the other one before that, where he's the gigolo, American Gigolo.
Oh, American Gigolo.
Yeah, you need a gigolo.
Yes, but I wouldn't require sex from him.
No, you just require an Uber.
I want to be driven.
Yeah.
And I want to be talked to, supported emotionally.
Emotionally supported.
Be kind to me.
Yeah. You just got to say, tell me some more.
True. Yeah.
Tell me more.
Tell me my dreams will come true. Tell me I'm funny. Tell me I'm of a value.
Tell me I still have my dreams.
Yeah.
And they're still decent.
They're still possible.
They're still possible, even though I haven't updated them in 30 years.
Yeah. They're still possible.
They still can do that, right? You gotta be able to dream the impossible dream.
Well, I do think it's interesting when
I don't want mailbox money. I want 50-cent money.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I was broke, and then I went on tour, and I came back with $42 million.
Like, okay.
Okay, I'm going on tour. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care if nobody shows up. I'm on tour.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of being on tour, our little town of Dixon, Illinois, which we had the biggest comptroller, you know, what is that movie? All the Queen's
Horses.
Horses. And that's going to be, I think that won an award. It's going to be on Cannes or something. But we had the Blues Travelers here last night.
I heard they weren't that good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Two nights ago, Friday night. Heard they weren't that good.
What was their major song?
Ooh, thing? You want to give me a run around. Oh, no, 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 thing. No, no. Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, that one.
And they weren't
that good. He's a
harmonica. Oh, yeah. I was going to be surprised at, like, hey, Blues Travelers, cool.
Yeah, cool.
Not really. Who are the guys that I'm thinking that's like, it was Johnny Cash, Tom Petty. The guy that they didn't see very well, crying guy. What was it? I was crying.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking
about. Who are those guys called?
I have no idea.
Oh, the Wilburys. The traveling Wilburys.
The traveling Wilburys.
Which is different than the traveling Blues Brothers.
Oh, my God, they're all dead.
Oh, my God.
Well, Roy Orbison's dead, right?
Yeah.
Tom Petty's dead.
Yeah.
George Harrison's dead.
Yeah.
Who else is in that group? Oh, the guy from ELO.
Wait.
He's not dead.
Wait, Tom Petty. Oh, shoot.
Tom Petty.
Roy Orbison. Johnny Cash. Wasn't he in it?
I don't know if he was in it or not.
Oh.
George Harrison. He's dead.
I don't know who ELO guy is, though.
Huh?
I don't know the ELO guy.
Just the guy with a big beard and, I mean, real big gear. And he's, you know the ELO, right? Electric Light Orchestra. Mm-mm. They sang.
I mean, I know I don't know him, though.
I don't know his name. Yeah. No. But he was in it, too. I think he's still alive.
Oh, my gosh. Whatever happened to the Traveling Wilburys?
The curse.
The curse of the Wilburys. Never have a word berry.
Oh, yeah.
Don't have the word berry in your
berries
band.
Are cursed.
Yeah.
Just the word.
The word.
Awesome.
Okay. That's we
something
got something
to think
here.
About.
Yeah.
Something to think about. So, you know, we only have about 3 minutes after our show.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe it?
I want to do a daily one. People. Where are you? I want to get me some, like, Casper money. What else? Some other
Lisa
things that we
money.
Can. Lisa.
Any
I want to sell mattresses, people.
Or boxed.
I want to sell mattresses, meals. And we'll do our show on your mattress.
We'll come to your house and do your show. Instead of doing it on our mattress.
I want to do a daily
we'll
show. I want
mattress.
To be like Adam.
Yes. I do, too. That'd be fun. That'd be great.
Like when you told me, when we were doing our meditation, you know, and you said, what was the line? If I could, what is it? If I could.
If I have it my way.
If I had it my way, this is what I would want. And it was like I had the whole.
If I had it my
I had
way,
the
right.
whole spectrum in front of me.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
If I had it my way, I could just pull out what I wanted. I wanted the daily life with the girlfriends. Now, would I have loved, I love mailbox money. Yes, because that was fun getting a check for Clean Confidence in the mail.
Yeah, it was fun.
Did I enjoy the meditation, doing the class with you?
Yes.
Yes. But I enjoy this most of all.
Good. Good, good, good.
I want to do this every day.
I love that. I know we can.
Yeah.
We can.
Can we?
Yeah.
Podcast One, give us a call.
Yes.
Think they will?
No.
I know.
We can definitely do one every day.
Mm-hmm. We just got to put it up.
Yeah.
On iTunes.
Yeah.
We just don't go through anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
How serious are you about this?
I'm 100% serious. You know I am.
I know. It just means that I have to do it, though.
Yeah. I'm not talking about weekends. I'm going to be like just 5 days a week.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. And that means I have to up my how should I put this politely? I had to become 5 times more entertaining to have, because I kind of think of stuff all week long.
Yeah.
To talk for just an hour on Sunday.
Yeah.
But now I have to be like, I'll be my auntie for life because I'll have to talk about my life 5 days
a
week.
But here's the thing, though. Imagine all the poor people that are commuting and they can't wait to get in their car and turn on Life with the Girlfriends for their trip home.
Oh, I cannot let them
that's
down.
That's a service.
It's a service.
That's a service.
Exactly.
That's
well.
That's
challenge. My challenge.
The gauntlet is laid.
That's it. Gauntlet.
Are you
going to
pick
laid.
Up the gauntlet? Are
yes.
you going to keep laying it down?
What does that mean? What does that really mean? The gauntlet.
I don't know, but you remember my idea though about when you were going to. You're writing this book, okay? You're a screenwriter. No, you're an author.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
writing this book, Seven Deadly Habits.
Yes.
And as you're writing the book, you fall asleep.
Yes.
And dream time. And all of a sudden, what comes to you are the seven deadly habits.
Yes.
And each one is deadlier than the next. And then you wake up at the as the last deadly hobbit yeah. is going to decapitate yeah. you with his gauntlet.
Yeah.
And you wake up and you go, oh, thank God it was only a habit.
Yeah. It was only. But what's a gauntlet?
You don't care about the habit or
no.
the hobbit?
Well, I do care
a
about
that. A gauntlet
is like
a mantle.
Okay. Okay, cool. No, but
look
I like
up.
How you were thinking about this. We had you had mentioned that idea.
And I wasn't going to mention it because I thought somebody could take the idea.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't think they can right
but
now.
But you had mentioned about a friend of mine being that hobbit.
I thought he could.
And I said, he is 6'5". I go, why are you picking the biggest person
we
to
know.
Play the hobbit, which are little people?
Because I thought about this. We could, rather than making him small, we could make everything big.
Oh, brilliant.
Brilliant, right?
I mean,
see,
so brilliant.
This is what, here's the thing.
Yeah.
This is what brainstorming will do for you.
Yeah, and this is what,
this is,
I can't,
this is the positive
I can't keep
effects
blocking
of brain.
Your brain.
You can't clock block, whatever. Cock block me.
Can't do it. Well, girlfriend, so everybody wish us well.
Wish us well in the movie. We may have
I want to have my master's done and completed by the time I do this movie so I can do it.
So we're going
to
celebrate with the movie.
Yes. I'm not saying I don't want to make corrections.
And we might, since we're going to be going to Chicago,
yes.
we might be celebrating with some umami.
That's right. Yeah.
You rolled your eyes at me with
I'm
that.
I'm like, I got to find where the damn burger joint's at.
The umami burgers.
Yeah. Well,
if you're going to go to Chicago, people, you've got to have an umami
exactly.
burger.
Exactly. You got to. Because we always have.
That's what we're all about.
Exactly.
Umami.
So, girlfriend, how was the show?
It was great.
It was great.